We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
You know how it works now? If you tell somebody you're sick, they automatically assume it's COVID. I got all these emails and texts yesterday when I wasn't on the air. You don't have the big C, do you? Nope. There are other things. There are other things that get you. And fortunately, I didn't have COVID. Just it was delightful to have a day off. It was. It goes against my work ethic, so I never do it. I just had to yesterday. Had no strength for radio. Because we put a lot of energy into this, despite how relaxed we sound. So we're going to talk with a guy. This is a surprise guest. I just heard about him today. Mark DeLuzio is his name. I think I'm saying that right. He's running for Congress in Arizona, but he's from, if I understand this right, he is from Connecticut. And he retired out in Arizona because I hear the weather's better there. Mark, welcome to WTIC.
Todd, hi. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Have I said anything wrong yet?
No, you never say anything. I listen to you out here, you know, you never say anything wrong.
Oh, you do? That's awesome.
Yes, I do.
So you're running for Congress. Tell us about this. The district is so big, you must just live in the car.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a 62,000 square mile district in Arizona's new 2nd Congressional District. It's one of, if not the biggest in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am running for U.S. Congress out here in Arizona. We moved out here about 6 years ago to be closer to our grandkids when my son got out of Afghanistan and moved out here with his family. And, of course, I think you might know, but a lot of people in Connecticut who do know us, Diane and I, we lost our son Stephen in 2010 fighting right alongside Scott in Afghanistan. And so as Gold Star parents, when Scott decided to leave Connecticut to come out to sunny Arizona, which, by the way, is the sunniest state in the nation, not Florida, we moved out here with them and to be close to family and decided to run for Congress because we're losing our freedoms here, you know. And by the way, my website, it's deluzioforcongress.com, D-E-L-U-Z-I-O, and would love to have the Connecticut people chip in a few bucks only because my vote's going to count for Connecticut as well, not just Arizona. And my vote's going to count to cancel out the deplorable, true deplorable, Rosa DeLauro and other liberals in that state. So I still care about Connecticut, and I want to fight not only for Arizona, but I want to fight for Connecticut and the rest of the country as well.
When you talk about losing our freedoms, what are you referring to specifically? What strikes you as you watch what's going on in Arizona and you see what's going on in Connecticut and in Washington? What's first and foremost for you?
Well, you know, when you're losing our freedoms, we're losing our freedoms in a lot of different respects. But let's take a look at COVID and look at how the executive branch, both at the federal and state levels, have taken away and shut down businesses. That's not the job of the executive branch. We lost sight of civics, so we lost sight of what our government's supposed to be all about. And so we shut down businesses. We put 45 million people out of work. 600,000 family businesses closed forever, okay? And excessive taxation, because I still hold that when we have confiscatory taxes, We are, in fact, taking away people's freedom by taking their money and their, that's.
Oh, there is no doubt about that, and it's even worse because you're taking the money just to have it, to use to enhance your own power. If you're in the political class, you know, part of the ruling party, you are taking the money, building up your own power, and using it without regard for its value to the people you took it from. It's really gross.
It is, and, you know, when we print money, which now we don't really print it anymore, we just make a journal entry in the computer and expand the money supply, that's the cause of inflation. When there's more of anything, I don't care if it's baseball cards, I don't care if it's tomatoes or automobiles, when there's more of something, it's worth less, which is why we're moving on 10% inflation. By the way, this quarter I predict we're going to have another downplay in the GDP, which means that two consecutive quarters means we're in a recession. Okay, so not only are we overtaxing, because whenever we have a deficit or we have debt, that's a deferred tax on my grandkids, your grandkids, and everybody else's who's listening. So we've got to stop this, the raising of the debt ceiling, spending money we don't have, and we just have to stop this runaway inflation, which we're seeing not only in gas prices, and there's other reasons for that too, but the prices today are just outlandish in terms of what's going on, and that to me is taking away our freedoms, okay? When you can't take your kids to Disneyland, although I wouldn't suggest going there, I'd go other places, that's taking away your freedom, okay? When you have to work two jobs, and you can't be with your kids, that's taking away our freedoms. Other ways, Todd, is that, you know, what we're teaching our kids in our school to hate our country, to hate each other, is also, you know, taking away the fabric of our family. And so when you take away God, you take away our family, and you take away our guns, the party is over. And I'm going to Washington to stop all that.
Well, that's a... You know, you hear a lot of people talk about this, a lot of candidates, and they don't necessarily put their finger on it the way you did. But I think you've really highlighted what most people listening are thinking about what's wrong with the country. But there's this remarkable thing, Mark. We're talking to Mark DeLuzio. He's running for Congress. DeLuzioForCongress.com. That's an F-O-R in the middle there, not the number. And, you know, it's hard for people to grasp just how complex and disastrously messed up the country is and our states are, yours and ours. And I think that this is the problem. I was thinking about it just before we came on the air. There are too many things that they've made a mess of. There are so many of them that you can't focus on them all. And that dilutes your ability. I was thinking, I mean, it might be better if there was just one thing they had robbed blind, you know, like one category, because it's hard for anyone to fathom the magnitude of the destruction that they've heaped on us, Mark.
I think, Todd, it's gone past just writing this off to incompetence. This is calculated, okay? There is a Marxist agenda going on. It's happening right under our own feet. You know, both my boys and other veterans have fought for our freedoms, losing Stephen and Scott suffering the consequences of war as well. They both fought in the infantry. And you look at they're fighting for our freedoms. No, it's not. Our freedoms aren't being taken away by Putin or any other dictator. It's being taken away by Rosa DeLauro. It's being taken away by, John, your senators and the Blumenthals of the world. These people are they only care about their power, okay? And in order for us to fire Nancy Pelosi, we have to get more Republicans mm-hmm. in. And right now, this state is sitting at 4 out of 9, which is a disgrace, and we think we can get 7. But I've got to win. That's why I'm looking for the support from the people from Connecticut, because, again, my vote is going to count, and I'll cancel out either DeLauro's or John Larson's or whoever's vote, because I can guarantee you we are not going to vote the same way.
Mark, I like this pitch to Connecticut residents. I think it's really smart, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, if you can't fix things in your own neighborhood, help people fix them elsewhere, and that will compensate for the damage being done by the Connecticut elected officials.
Yeah, well, you know, and I hope Connecticut is starting to wake up, because I think one of the things about COVID was that we started now waking up, seeing how easy it is to take our freedoms. And thank God we have the Second Amendment, because otherwise, and by the way, I've been supported by Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's endorsing me. I just recently received an endorsement by Ted Nugent, who, as you know, is a big Second Amendment. He likes my Second Amendment stance. And when Ted and I were talking the other night, he said, you know, if it wasn't for the Second Amendment, the party would be over. And he's absolutely right. So that's the only thing holding these guys back. And I tell people in the district, you know, whenever you look at something that these politicians do and you scratch your head, because you're reasonable people, you wouldn't do this, you got to say to yourself, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. They want you to struggle. They don't want to solve your problems. And they want, the more problems we have, the more power they have in Washington, okay? And I tell that to people all the time because, quite frankly, they don't want to solve our problems. And they want us fighting over things like masks and vaccines and race and gender and, you know, go down the list of things that they tell us are important that we have to fight about. And while we're doing that, they're planning their next COVID,
yes,
or the next takeover. Now we got the monkey virus. That's another one coming along the line that's going to be a real cluster, because they're going to, you know, exploit that. And, you know, and then move in with something that's been around since the 70s, like CRT, and try to teach our kids how to hate. You know, it's happening right in the towns right where we live there in Connecticut, where we lived. And you know, this stuff's just got to be put to stop. And I think the country is starting to wake up. And let me tell you right now, Todd, they're angry. They're very angry.
As well, people should be. That's a good sign if there's anger.
Yep.
We're talking to Mark DeLuzio. He's running for Congress, a Connecticut native, but running for Congress in Arizona. And you've got a fundraiser to pitch. So let's pause, and then when we come back, Mark, tell us about the fundraiser. More coming up with Mark DeLuzio on WTIC.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Mark DeLuzio is here. It's good to meet you, Mark. Mark left Connecticut to move to Arizona, and he's running for Congress. That's his idea of retirement. How many square miles is that?
The district is 62,000 square miles. By the way, to give you an idea, Pennsylvania is 45,000. And so it's
so your,
over
your district is bigger than Pennsylvania. And what does it take, like 5 hours to drive across Pennsylvania?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big one. But you know what? I love it. I love the district. I love the people. It's so diverse. I've got 13 Indian tribes. I've got 9 different counties. And it's very diverse. The topography in Arizona is like one of the best I've ever seen. I've been all around the world, 45 countries, and boy, there's nothing like Arizona. What a great state.
When you say, it's funny you said it's got a lot of diversity, because I had an argument with my producer Anthony today, because he said to me, he was talking about a certain piece of land somewhere, and he said, it's a great place, it's really diverse. I said, why do you say it's diverse like that automatically means good? That it sounds like you're just parroting the left. And then here I'm talking to a conservative guy running for Congress in Arizona. You say twice an area is really diverse. Can you clarify for us?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I am all for diversity. But let me tell you something, not the way that the left does it, not based on gender or race or, you know, nationality or whatever else. I think you need diversity of thought and experiences, and bring those different thoughts, experiences, expertise in. To me, when I look at diversity, I don't look at color. I don't look at, you know, nationality, religion. I look at background. I look at experience. I look at diversity of thought. You know, and let's get somebody in here who thinks a little bit differently than we do, and start talking about that. So, yeah, my definition of diversity does not line up with the left. I'm sorry.
Okay, but when you use that language, it's hard to know what you mean.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm glad you asked.
Yes, I am too. But it was just funny because I yelled at Anthony for like 5 minutes after he said it, because all you're doing is parroting a phrase, I told him. You're just saying what the left wants you to say.
Hey, look, we've got the Indian nations here. We've got a Hispanic population. We've got people of all different working classes. We've got professionals. Mm-hmm. We've got farmers. We've got cattle ranchers. We've got people who, you know, who are absolutely real, pure-blooded Americans out here. And it's so nice to be in an environment where when you walk into a restaurant with a gun, nobody looks at you funny or calls the police. You know, and we're the freest gun state in the nation, by the way.
That's amazing. You can't even imagine such a thing happening here.
Are you kidding me? No. Matter of fact, people have been arrested for that. And in Connecticut does, by the way, have an open carry law. But most people don't know that, even sometimes the police.
All right. So tell us about your event. We keep forgetting to plug it.
Oh, my God. Yes. So we're having a fundraiser at Crystal Ridge Winery in South Glastonbury, Connecticut. It's going to be on Thursday, the 26th. Diane and I are flying out early tomorrow morning to go to mm-hmm. Connecticut. It's from 6 to 8, Crystal Ridge Winery in South Glastonbury.
That's this week, 2 days from now.
2 days from now, this Thursday. And Diane and I come in every Memorial Day because there's all kinds of events for my son, in honor of my son. Mm-hmm. And one of them being the Glastonbury Little League with the guys that run that Little League and Don Lawton and the president out there, who does an unbelievable job, has a wooden bat game in honor of my son every Memorial Day. I umpire it. He gives me a lot of flack for umpiring and missing a bunch of calls. But anyway, I umpire that game. It's at 6 o'clock on Memorial Day evening at Ross Field in Glastonbury. And they do that every year to honor Steven. Steven was really big in the Little League. He coached, he umpired, he played, he was an all-star. And they put this together every year for him. And this is where we give out our scholarship to a Little Leaguer that, you know, exemplifies Steven's, you know, character and values. And so we give a scholarship up every year, been doing that every year since he died. And that whole team there in Glastonbury and with the Little League is just, I can't say enough about those guys.
So it's DeLuzioForCongress.com. Are there details about the event there, or is this off the website?
I think we have something on the website, Crystal Ridge Winery. Yeah, basically, show up at the Crystal Ridge Winery in South Glastonbury between 6 and 8. And I'd love to meet anybody who wants to come in. And we'll have some food, and, you know, of course, there's wine. And God bless the owners of the Crystal Ridge Winery, because they offered their facility for us. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a really neat place. When I was on the zoning board in Glastonbury, I actually passed the zoning variance to open that place. So I got a little bit of a tie there. And stop by. It's, again, from 6 to 8 on Thursday.
How long has it been since you lost Stephen?
2010. And just to let you know, President Obama did not call us. But in 2019, we got called to the White House, and the President and the First Lady, President Trump and the First Lady, wanted to meet us, along with other Gold Star parents, to honor our family and to honor our son. So,
wow, that's pretty amazing, huh?
And I, yeah, we all went down, and he put on a show that you wouldn't believe for us. And by the way, the press didn't even cover it, you know.
There is no press.
No.
There's just a propaganda wing of the Democratic Party.
Exactly. I mean, something like that this guy did. He did it every year. One year, Melania was sick. She just got out of the hospital. They were going to cancel it, and she said no. And, you know, that's what kind of people they are. And, you know, so didn't even get a phone call from our president or Mr. Biden.
All right, so back to your fundraiser. We just have a minute left, but I want to give people a feeling of what's expected of them, how much they would have to donate to come to the event, what have you.
No, we're suggesting a donation of whatever you can do. You know, the federal limit today is $2,900. You can't give more than that per individual for the primary anyway. And, anything that anybody's comfortable with, and we'd just love to. We have a pretty big crowd coming right now, and we'd love to see more. We're suggesting somebody, and if you can't make it, please go to the website, DeLuzioForCongress.com, and hit the donate button, and you'll be, you know, able to just put your credit card in and send me whatever you can send me. And again, my vote in Congress is going to not only support Arizona, it's going to support Connecticut and also the rest of the nation. So we got to take back the House. I've already been asked to join the Freedom Caucus with Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows, the last time I was with him, he asked me to join the Freedom Caucus. Unfortunately, we only have 40 congressmen out of 212 that are in it, but they are the most conservative part of the Republican Party, and I was honored that he would ask me.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I'm sorry, yeah, I've got to hold you right there, Mark. It's great to talk with you. It's DeLuzio4Congress.com. Have a great time at the fundraiser Thursday. I hope it works out really well, and thanks for being here.
Todd, thank you very much, and I really appreciate having me on.
All righty. Mark DeLuzio, DeLuzioForCongress.com. More coming up after news on WTIC.
Something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Good afternoon, WTIC. That was fun to talk to Mark. Wasn't it? 860-522-9842. Gene in Harwinton, you've been very patient,
Gene. Good afternoon,
Gene. Thank
you for Todd that. Feinberg. How are you?
You're depressed again. I can't stand it.
I was hoping to catch Shattuck, but he escaped for the day. I want to try and shed a little light on the ethanol panic.
Okay.
If you buy gas at the pump or whatever, and it has ethanol, which I don't agree with it, but there is preventative things you can do.
Like what?
They sell a product. It's called Startron. It is an enzyme treatment that renders the content of the ethanol in the gas harmless.
Really?
And it only takes a few ounces.
Well, that's good. Is this something you
use like a lawnmower, leaf yep. blower, chainsaw? You can add it to that, or you can buy. They make a product called Small Engine Fuel that is free of ethanol, and it's harmless to use.
You mean this is the actual fuel? You use it, but how do you buy it? Where is it sold?
It's sold at every hardware store or lawnmower repair shop. Anywhere they sell a lawnmower, this is available.
And this is a concentrate that you add to regular gas, or it's not 100?
It's an enzyme treatment that you add directly. It only takes a few ounces.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It neutralizes the ethanol in your gas.
I will send Tom an email and let him know, because he was frustrated about his failure to stock up.
That's the thing to use, and you never have to worry.
All right. Thank you for
completely
that, Gene.
Harmless.
Thank you, Gene. Have yourself a good afternoon. It was great to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Tim in Hamden wants to respond to DeLuzio. Hi, Tim.
Hi. Well, as someone who's was actually a million years ago involved with the Republican Party, actually worked for the Republican National Committee in Washington, D.C., this party continues, I think, to shoot itself in the foot. And I was listening to your last guest, and it's like, oh, yeah. Then he mentioned he had the endorsement of Ted Nugent. I'm just going, oh, my God. Ted Nugent, just about a week or two ago, was at a Trump rally and said over and over again how he wanted to bash in the heads of Democrats. You know, and you can get the tapes and stuff. It's over, that kind of thing. And, of course, he was controversial before, but he wanted to machine gun down Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and everything like that. So, you know, this is the Trump party now. this has become this. We have these kind of people over and over go at our rallies for Trump. This is, you know, the featured people. And I just think, you know, that may play very well in, you know, some bars and things like that, but how is that going to make, you know, continue to, you know, be a majority of people appealing to, you know, to people who might be on the fence? And I'm
But have you noticed, Tim, that our politics has changed in that the parties don't speak to across the board anymore? They just speak to their bases.
Yeah. So in the two main parties, corporate parties, big parties and all that stuff, you have two wings of each in each one. You know, you have the anti-Trumpers and the Trumpers, and then the Democrats, you have the Bidens and the progressive Bernie Sanders people. So you have, you know, essentially, you know, two parties, you know, then there's others like Greens and Libertarians are out there trying to do it. And I think if people really see the frustration of you know, high gas prices, this and that and stuff, but they say, yeah, but I don't, you know, the average person doesn't want to say, yeah, but I want to go back to Trump because everything was so fantastic under Trump, you know. And, you know, just, you know, well, what did he do about healthcare? What did he do about infrastructure? All of those kinds of questions are just out there. So they have to be a little more careful as to, I think, trying to, you know, appeal to women and other people, not just the angry white man.
Well, I don't think they are worried about that because they're doing the same thing the equivalent person on the left would do. Anytime you're talking about Bernie Sanders in a positive light, then you're talking about anti-Americanism and oppressive big government and advocating for more of it, which
well,
to me is,
you know,
as outrageous as the stuff that you're quoting from Republicans.
It's hardly, you know, over 13 million people voted for Bernie Sanders. Okay. It's, you know, it's a lot of people that, you know, the Democratic Party said, oh, we can't have Bernie Sanders win the nomination, so we're going to go all in for, you know, a lot of that is just hype, you know, all over the place because we hear
a lot of what is hype.
More, well, it's, you know, when you realize different programs that Bernie Sanders or the progressives put out there have a lot of appeal, but they're
well, so does Donald down. Trump.
Well, the programs, I said, Donald Trump has, you know, a smash mouth, you know, it's fun WWE kind of thing. So, but the actual...
But when people say that they want to go back to his policies, it's because America was running better and his policies were more rational than the ones that are being...
No, they were more hands-off. He didn't have that many policies that were, like, you know, changing things.
Well, he was very aggressive on the border, and things got dramatically better on the border. And the new president had to come in and dismantle that stuff to turn it back into the mess that, I guess, is the vision for how the border should be. Thank you, Tim, for the call. 860-522-9842. You know, there's only outrageousness on one side for people on the left, but to me it's outrageous to be advocating the spending of trillions of dollars that doesn't exist. That you have to steal from your children and grandchildren and from your own economy, which is now hobbled by an administration that didn't get to spend nearly as many trillions that don't exist as it wanted to. They were just getting warmed up. To me, that's way more outrageous. Now, I don't want anything. I don't support the threats of violence and stuff like that. And Ted Nugent should learn to calm it down a little bit, I think. But when we're talking public policy, Donald Trump had better public policy. And that's easy because almost everything Joe Biden has done has been a disaster. 860-522-9842. Not just didn't work out, an utter disaster. And people seem unimpressed with that. It doesn't really get them ruffled. Jim's calling from Wellington. Hi, Jim.
How you doing? Yeah, to follow up on your point, it's interesting that you had a previous caller. It's interesting that whenever somebody supports a political candidate and that person happens to be an outrageous personality, it always 6th for the conservative or the Republicans for everybody else to say, hey, look at this this nut job supporting Trump or supporting Bush or whoever. But they'll never apply the same standard to that an outrageous personality that supports Clinton, both Clintons or Obama. And we could go on and on about who any of those people might have been.
Yes, but at the same time, I've almost got, I get more irked by people who act polite and walk between the lines and wear the nice outfits and put on the cologne and the perfume, and then they're more outrageous with their policies.
And that's why, that's the thing that Trump broke. It wasn't only that he was successful, he took the vernacular in all that the left gives to candidates on the right, and he used it against them, and he was successful. He broke that mold. He broke the media, even while they were making hundreds of millions of dollars on him. Broke them. He broke social media to the point where they had to go after him and destroy him, or try to. He broke the political process, parts of the FBI, all because he was a bombastic, ego-stroking individual, like most presidents are, and he got results. He got results quickly, while there was an attempted coup against him, while even the Republican Party did nothing for him for a year when they had full power. They let him sit out there in the wind, and they did nothing. And that's the problem with Trump going forward. He broke everything, and he was successful. And the record speaks for itself. In terms of his policies, it speaks for itself, which is another insult to the left.
Yes, and he was also anti-establishment, which I think ultimately was what they couldn't take. That he was so eager to break the things they cared so much about.
Yes, and he did it with the same bombast that anybody on the left would do it. You know, Obama was the same way. He was certainly more subtle with how he did things, and he certainly didn't have the outrageous bombast of Trump, but he certainly had the political bombast. Some of the things Obama did or said about this country and its people were ridiculous, and we don't even have to talk about Joe Biden and the people that are surrounding him.
Good. All right, Jim. Thank you. Great call. Good to hear from you, Jim. 860-522-9842. One leg, Greg calling from South Carolina. What do I call you for short?
What's that?
What do I call you for short?
One leg Greg.
That's long. I'm looking for an abbreviation.
How about just one leg?
Okay, one leg. There we go. What's on your mind?
I just want to get a fund together. I was wondering if people want to contribute to get Tim a microphone and a speaker so he can sit in his basement and hear himself talk all day long.
I'm sorry, who do you want Tim to hear himself talk all day long?
Yes.
I
think he needs that.
That could be.
You know, maybe his mother can bring him some warm milk and cookies, and he can just sit there and listen to himself talk.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be the thing he's after, one leg. You want me to see if I can put you directly in touch?
No, I don't want to talk to that idiot.
Oh, don't be like that. Come on now. One leg, Greg, thank you for the call, sir. We've got to get to a break. Wayne will go to you first when we continue on WTIC.
Now back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, good afternoon. I am back at full strength. I can't believe how quickly I had a stomach bug. I can't believe how quickly I responded. And I feel so good today. So exciting to be back on the radio. Feeling healthy. Health is such a beautiful thing. Wayne's in Bristol. Hi, Wayne. Oh, do something to the phone. Hit it with a hammer or whatever. You on a speakerphone?
Can you hear me now?
Ah.
A little better?
Now you have vocal cords, yes.
Okay, good. Hey, I'm curious what it takes to get through the liberal mindset.
you know, you had a caller on there, and they're quick to point out how the right has always had this problem, that problem, but never take into account on their own side what is going on in this country. How much more does it take in this country to high gas prices, Afghanistan, and I can go on and on and on, to these people realize that Biden is just bad for America? What, I don't get it.
Well, for a lot of people, the media machinery and the indoctrination of what they do, the utterly one-sided, biased, grotesque distortion of any semblance of journalistic values, they're brainwashed by that. And they're not investing time and interest in doing analytical thinking and figuring out what's going on. And they just buy what they're fed by the propaganda machinery. So it's hard to reach people who have been brainwashed. I don't know what to say about it. That's, you know, I'm working on it all the time. But even what's that?
As far as our country goes, you know, just since he's been in office, and like I said, I can list the name of list a whole bunch of things. Of what I asked a Democrat the other day, can you name me one thing that Biden has done good for this country? He was silent. Yeah, I actually had silence.
Well, that's a really, you asked him a trick question. There is no really good answer for that. So that was a little unfair of you.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Couldn't you ask something easier?
Yes.
In his 57 years of public life, what do you think Biden's legacy is?
Well,
what is his mark? What is the thing he's going to be remembered for?
Well, he got more black men locked up. He's a very prejudiced man, you know, just by his comments. But as far as him doing anything positive, no, he's done nothing.
Anybody have anything on Joe Biden, positive, a credit? It's really interesting.
No, I have none.
I don't know if it exists. All right, anything else, Wayne?
No, that's it. Like I said, the liberal mindset, you know, with Tim on there, when I listen to him, and I enjoy both sides of the story to listen, you know, to both opinions. But, you know, it's like I just don't get it. You can't just blame one side and you don't look at your own side. And that's ridiculous to me.
Agreed. Thank you, Wayne. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842.
Did he do Ukraine the right way or handle it the right way?
Ukraine, the war part of it, the diplomacy part of it, the America keeping its hands off, I think, has gone pretty well. I would say that is going to be the one thing he will have when, if he decides to run for re-election. He'll be able to talk about Ukraine that we've dodged a potential escalation. Is that what you're thinking about? That's what I'm thinking about. He's made a ton of mistakes with Ukraine in terms of not putting the development of oil and making America strong. That not doing that was a big mistake. But I think his diplomatic approach, I would have to say that's been a plus for Biden. Something you can look at and say, okay, that went okay. That went all right.
Or you could say...
Yeah,
he didn't pass the Green New Deal.
Oh well,
even though he was almost forced to, but
no, I don't think anybody wants that passed.
AOC does.
Yeah, I don't even know if she does. How would she benefit from hurting America that bad? I don't know. It's better to talk about some things.
Yes.
So,
I mean, that's the entire progressive model. Get people to feel something, get them to sympathize with you, get them to believe it, and then move forward and don't actually change to that model because it is not sustainable.
Sustainability, there you go.
Yeah, good morning. Is there a reason why we're all of a sudden seeing all these billboards on the highways and all saying, we love teachers?
Do you know that, Anthony?
Or is this just a program to fight all the parents that are up at arms about the curriculum that they're teaching these kids in the public schools?
Are there a lot of those billboards? I don't recall seeing them.
I haven't really seen any.
Nevertheless, it's an interesting question. We'll just stipulate to the fact that there are more billboards now than you used to be saying we support our teachers. And I'll bet they're paid for by the teachers' unions. That'd be my guess. Oh, my.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.